love, love
on this show. We've said it many times, and yesterday was a perfect example of love at the American Legion Hall in Escondido.
We had the honor of being a part of a renewal of vows between Stephanie and Travis. Stephanie won this back in February when we did reception for a reception.
I want to step in, first of all, and commend you, Tammy. Tammy was the officiator. You did a fabulous job. I know you wrote it yourself. There was no script that was provided for you.
No.
And you killed it. I was so impressed with you. I got to welcome the bride and groom by playing harmonica. Mm-hmm. And the writer and singer of She's Somebody's Daughter. I should say the number one song, She's Somebody's Daughter, a.k.a. Drew Baldridge, happened to just drop by and perform. So you never know who you're going to hang out and just run into. What's up, Drew Baldridge?
How's it going?
Now, how many wedding receptions have you played since you've just done this whole grassroots part of your career that basically has worked? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's just been crazy. You know, we've done so many of these weddings, handful of surprises, which is always fun. You know, people message you and like, hey, if you happen to be in town, then we just stop in if we're traveling through. And man, anytime you can be a part of somebody's special day, and obviously, you know, our song, She's Somebody's Daughter, has just been a lot of father-daughter dances over the last couple years, and you know, we have another song called Can She Have This Dance, and that's a mother-son kind of song, and
which we need more of, by the way. I've had a lot of people ask me for that one, and I'm like, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
there hasn't been many.
There hasn't. And when me and my wife got married, these are the songs that I wrote so she could dance to it with her dad, and I could dance to it with my mom. And so we've been in a lot of weddings. I've had people message like, we're using all your songs at our wedding. And I got to surprise somebody in Salt Lake City area one time, and they were using all our songs, and we flew up there.
Oh, right.
And so we're really excited to be here tonight. You know, She's Somebody's Daughter just going number one a couple weeks ago, and just can't believe that that's really happened. You know, the journey of us to get here has been kind of crazy, kind of different.
And not just number one in the U.S., but I just saw your number one in U.K. too.
Crazy, yeah. They posted the other, I guess this morning, two week number one in the U.K., and then number one on CMT. And, you know, this has been such a journey for me. This is a song that's been out for a while, and, you know, I just wrote it for my wife. I'd lost my record deal, didn't know if I was ever going to be able to do this again, and just created my own record company and sent this song to country radio by myself on a prayer and a hope that radio would receive it and that listeners would love it, and never dreamed it would go all the way to number one like this.
How instrumental was your wife in supporting you after you lost your record deal? I'm asking that for a reason.
Yeah, man. I mean, she was a big, big part of it. You know, I'm thinking, what, you know, when I lost my record deal, we weren't even married yet. You know, I was about to propose to her, and I don't know why she still wanted to marry a broke musician, you know, but she did, you know, and she believed in me when nobody else did. And when I come to her and I say, hey, I'm going to try to start this record label, and we have a son that's not even a year old at this time, and, you know, I'm going to say, hey, I'm reinvesting all this money that we're, you know, just started making off our music, and she's like, I believe in you.
So I asked because my former wife, who I'm very close with to this day, when I was a young broadcasters starting out, I was taken off mornings and moved to afternoons, and I was talking to my boss on the phone with my then wife listening to me, and I was like, don't you think I'm funny? Why are you doing this? And blah, 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 blah. I don't even remember, but I remember this. I got off the phone and she was crying, and I said, why are you crying? I was kind of mad. Like, why are you crying, you know? And she's like, because I've never heard you doubt yourself before.
Aww.
And it gave me the incentive I needed to be where I am now.
Yeah.
Because of the support of someone who's your partner. So
yeah, sometimes, you know, you got to believe in yourself, but you just need whoever your spouse is or your partner, they got to believe in you too.
Right.
You know, we've been touring a lot, and so she's just been home a lot by herself with our son. And like, you know, 10 minutes ago she called me, she goes, I'm just going to vent. This is what's going on. He's not sleeping. I'm exhausted. I need you home.
That's kind of the story too with who we're renewing the vows with today too. They took a chance. They had each other's backs. They just knew it, and they're just going to work it. And that's exactly why we're here, to have them state that again in front of their family and friends who didn't get to be a part of their first wedding.
How about a beer?
Man, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks for being here, pal.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're super happy for you.
Here is Drew Baldridge now. She's Somebody's Daughter, John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.